I'm Judy Redlick, and this is Encounter. Thanks so much for joining me today. We've got a great guest we'd like you to meet. She is a professional pro-life volunteer. Now, what does that mean? Well, we'll just have to ask her. Her name is Zena Hackworth. Zena, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you for having me.
So, Zena, what is a professional pro-life volunteer?
Well, it's actually just a name I came up with because people used to always ask me, Zena, what do you do? What do you do for a living? And I said, well, I just volunteer. But since I do it so much, I just decided to say that I'm a professional pro-life volunteer.
Professional pro-life volunteer. And you have 13 children between you and your husband.
Yes, we do.
Ranging in age from what?
Our eldest is 30 years old. The youngest is 13.
So you still have kids at home and teenagers and no tweenagers, but you've got teenagers at home.
Yes, yes.
So let me ask you this question. Out of 13 children, what did you do that helped you keep your sanity while you raised them?
You're assuming that I'm still sane. Well, you know, the Lord is, we're Christians and the Lord just keeps us focused. So he keeps me on track.
On track.
Yes, he does.
So you and your husband are still happily married?
Yes. 31 and years. We just celebrated 31 years of marriage.
31 years.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. There are two organizations we're going to talk about, Zena. The first one is called This Race Will Self-Destruct. And this is an organization that you started. Why did you choose that title and what is this really all about?
Well, back in 2006, I was doing some research on HIV and AIDS, and I was also doing a little bit more research on the abortion industry. And what I discovered was that we have the highest rate of basically everything in the black community. And I noticed that we are killing ourselves, and we don't even know it. So I'm thinking that's where this race will self-destruct us. We are going to kill ourselves if we don't get the information out about abortion and the HIV epidemic that's going on in our community.
One of the things you started were workshops for adolescent girls as a possible to help get the African-American community out of this rut.
Yes, that's where that's what This Race Will Self-Destruct is. When I came up with all this information, I went and I thought, you know what, let me share this with a few of my friends. It was like three or four of them. I called them and I said, oh, I want you to come over. Turned out that word of mouth, then 40 people wanted to show up at my home. And I told my husband and it's like, well, I guess this is where it's going to get started. So we had two different sessions of mothers and daughters coming together and we shared the information and it just grew from there. People said, oh, can you come to my house and do this? And can you come to my house and do this? And it grew from there.
So quickly, can you tell us what these workshops are all about and who's invited?
Well, we'll have someone who is HIV positive to come and speak to the young women and their moms. We also have someone who is post-abortive. We'll have someone who's not post-abortive, who's pro-life, but all these are pro-life people. We'll also have one of the pregnancy centers, someone who represents a pregnancy center come as well. And what we do is we talk to the young women about abstinence and we let them know the importance of abstinence and excuse me. And then we have all of our guests share as well. And we answer all the questions that our young women have, all the young girls, whatever question they have about abstinence, about sex, about anything. And we try to do it in a biblical manner. And we want to make sure that they understand God's plan for their life as far as their bodies.
God has created us as beautiful human beings, and having a good self-image is so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So why do you think the African-American community has such firsts in all of these issues, HIV and sex before marriage and all of that? Why is that?
Well, I honestly believe because for the most part, dad is not involved in the child's life. When you take fathers out of the home, you take that stability because a mom and a dad, as we know, bring stability to a child. And when you take that one factor out in so many households, then they have a skewed view of life in general. And so these young women are looking for a father figure, and they're looking for someone to love them who is a male, and then they end up in the situations that they end up in. They end up pregnant, they end up, you know, in prostitution and all kinds of things. So I think, honestly, I think it's because fathers are not present in the home.
Why do you think it's so much more prevalent, as you said, in the African-American race than Caucasian or Asian or any of those? Why?
Well, I think back during probably the 60s or so is when welfare became really popular. And so in order to receive these welfare handouts, they didn't want a male in the home. And so it just started from there and just snowballed. And now we went from, and during that time, we had 70% of our children were born in wedlock. And now 70% of our children are born out of wedlock. Only 30% of our children in the black community are born with a mom and dad who are married to each other, who live in the same home.
What are your hopes and dreams for this race will self-destruct?
I'm hoping to reach as many young people as I can at this point, to get to the point where they realize that they are valuable in God's eyes, and that they realize that God has a plan for marriage for them. He has a plan for their bodies. He has a plan for all aspects of their lives.
You do workshops all around. How can people get a hold of you, Zena?
Well, if they'd like, they can give me a call. And my phone number is not a St. Louis number, but it's area code 408-758-1125. 408-758-1125.
1125. Zena Heckworth is my guest right here on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Another organization that she has started is More Rebellious Members. That is equally a unique and unsettling title. What do you mean by that, Zena?
Well, back in 1939, Margaret Sanger, she is the one who started Planned Parenthood. She had a program called the Negro Project. Well, at one point, she wrote a letter to Clarence Gamble of Procter & Gamble, and in that letter she said, in part, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." So my name is Zena Heckworth, and I am a more rebellious member. So that's how that name came about.
And who are you targeting?
Right now, this is an outreach to black pastors, because what black pastors do not realize is that roughly 50 to 60% of the women in their church who have reached about the age of 45 to 50 are post-abortive.
Wow.
That they are in the black community. And they don't realize that a lot of these women come to church every Sunday thinking that they cannot be forgiven. They feel that they have lost so much and is not being addressed, and the pastors don't understand that. And so many black pastors, they don't want to touch on the subject because they themselves are post-abortive and have not been healed, or their wives are post-abortive and they do not want it, don't want this the subject coming up, but they don't realize that there's healing for them as well, because there is so many post-abortive healing ministries that are out there that can help these people, these women to heal, and these husbands to heal, and the there's just so much for them that once they are healed, then they can address their congregations, because there's so many hurting women, men and women out there sitting in church pews, and the pastors don't realize it.
More Rebellious Members. Zena Heckworth is my guest. How can people get in touch with you to learn more about that?
Same phone number.
408-758-1125.
That's correct.
That's 408-758-1125. And say a pastor wants to talk to you, or what do you do? Do you have seminars for pastors? Do you talk with them one-on-one? What?
Right now we're doing it because this is relatively new. So I've just started talking with pastors more one-on-one, and some of them in groups, because I am a part of a few pastors' groups around as well. So I get to address them at that point, too. But then once they're comfortable, then I can go to their church and do a presentation to their congregation as well.
How is the reception?
So far, it's not too bad, surprisingly. There are some pastors who are a little more resistant. One of the comments I received at one point was, we can't legislate morality. So my response was, morality is being legislated. It's just a matter of whose morality you want legislated.
Hmm. And what does the Bible say about morality anyway, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, we've been talking with Zena Hackworth today, and a tall order is in your heart, isn't it, Zena?
Yes.
This race will self-destruct, workshops for adolescent girls and their mothers, or if they don't have a mother, their grandmother or their sister. No men allowed, right, Zena?
No men allowed.
And then for more rebellious members, a pro-life outreach to African American pastors.
Correct.
Zena, again, your phone number if people would like to get in touch with you.
Area code 408-758-1125.
That's area code 408-758-1125. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Zena, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.